left. Only a monster of evil, God.
Did you ever hear the tragedy of
Patsy? Half of the past of the sheep.
Why did you say that name?
It's his other name.
See this biscotti cookie?
Ah, see, now you know I know Krav Maga, right?
Fine. I'll do it myself.
Do it.
Start it.
It is.
It's started.
Yes, it started, motherfucker.
We have no fucking game plan. We've been sitting here for 2 hours watching TikToks. We have no idea what we're gonna talk about.
I have no idea at all.
I'm fucking crying. Oh, ooh. Jesus Christ.
Oh, Eugene,
take over.
Take us in.
Oh, Jesus. Eugene?
Frank.
Eugene!
Frank! We've been over this, bro. He's fine.
Oh, my. He's just quiet. He's okay. Just quiet. Yeah, okay. Anyways, welcome back to the Half Past Sheev podcast.
Half of the past of the Sheev.
Week 19.
Frank
Cringe
and
Edition.
Frank.
Okay, yeah. Oh, God. I'm sorry. All right, bring me back to Earth. I'm back to Earth.
He's good, Eugene.
You good? Mike, you feeling good? You good?
I'm good.
How you doing?
You know, there's a lot of stuff going on right now, man. Besides the fact I'm getting off of work.
Hey, look at you. Why are you off of work?
Fuck them. I'm kidding. I need that job. Please don't. Because of the stuff going on around the world, they're like, hey, so the rioters might come and fucking raid this Best Buy. So you're off of work. It only took them a whole 3 months through quarantine to finally give me days off.
Yeah, right.
From stuff going around the world.
It's not like they care about their workers or anyone else, like, getting sick and dying from this deadly disease.
No, they're probably just like...
They care... Store could get raided? Close down immediately! Close down!
That's basically what it is. And then they're like, oh, it's for your safety. Where was my safety 3 fucking months ago when all this was first starting? I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm still getting paid basically for staying at home, so I'm completely fine with this. But
at what cost, Michael?
True.
At what cost?
What do you mean? The cost is me getting to stay home, Eugene, and do nothing. Eugene, lying. What cost? Yeah, Eugene's actually a writer on this.
Yeah, we do have a written script, and Eugene slacked this week, and we have no game plan. So
that
we're
might
here.
Be why it's terrible.
But yeah, the world's coming to an end.
Basically, 2020 is not even finished. It's only fucking 6 months through the fucking year, and we're all gonna die.
Next thing, all the memes where it's like, or not even a meme. It's gonna be like, this month of June, somehow Palpatine has returned.
Oh my god. Did that happen? That's like every month, I feel like, is basically like somehow Palpatine. Fucking Leia is going to be in July, always in the shadows.
That's Sith logic.
Oh my god. Tor Valum's coming fucking the next month.
Ryan Johnson owns Star Wars.
Oh no. Yeah, right, that'll be the next thing. Everybody's like, "Oh, the month is quiet. This month is actually going pretty good."
New candidate enters US president race, Zack Snyder.
Director of the future of Arizona of America. Oh fuck. That'd be terrible. But yeah, I mean, besides that, my week has been completely fine. I mean, now that I'm actually having off, I've been chilling, exactly. Just waiting for my fucking things to come from eBay.
Oh my god, USPS is
the worst. The worst, literally, okay. First off, the thing I ordered graphic novel that I ordered is still in the same exact fucking place where I ordered it from. And that was,
have they even...
It has, no, it says the shipping has been made and that it's in a facility, I think in like Pennsylvania.
Oh.
So it's already at USPS. and it has not moved since then. Not even in transit, like nothing. It's just fucking showing that it's in this facility in Pennsylvania. And that was like fucking 14 days ago.
Oh my God.
Am I ever going to get this? Probably not. But everything else, I'm like, oh, my Daredevil stuff is coming today? Mm. Psych.
Fuck.
It's probably going to come tomorrow, though. I'm hoping.
Hopefully. Mail truck is driving. It's like, do you see it like 20 yards away? It's pulling off, a bunch of protesters jumping.
Oh, and no. I literally see them just take out the books and rip them in half for like, no reason.
Fuck you.
Oh, God. Everything going on is just crazy, dude. Everything is closed. Everything. We were like, oh, my God, they're opening up. They're fucking opening up the state. We can go out. We go to our greatest fucking Japanese.
Oh, fuck, that's what I was going to say. That's something in the back of my head.
Yeah, Mitsuwa, bro. Yeah, we were
gonna
Mitsuwa.
Today, we were going to go to Mitsuwa. We're going to get some delicious seafood. Like, what do they call that?
It's from Tsutsudan. It's some
Japanese, like, noodle bowl with, like, shrimp called, yeah. And, like, pig skin.
That might be what it's called, Tsutsudan.
Yeah, Tsutadan. And then drink our, and drink some Suntory with the delicious Japanese food. Great. A matcha tea.
Maybe finally get a crepe, finally.
Get the nice canned coffee.
Oh,
the
my lattes, God.
The Japanese canned lattes.
They're so good.
You they have graphic novels there as well.
They actually do. In Japanese.
That we can waste more money on.
But no. Now there's riots in the streets. And
which, honestly, I'm going to stop you right there and say that literally everything that I look on is talking about all the riots and craziness, so we're going to be an escape yet again, as we were for the coronavirus.
I just want to talk about how the fact that everything is closed. I literally try to go to McDonald's. You know shit is real when McDonald's is closed.
Yeah.
They literally just fucking, like, printed out a thing, just slapped it on the fucking drive-thru, and it was like, we're closed due to the riots, exclamation point. I'm like, well, fuck. Where am I supposed to get my din-din? What do you think? I'm going to fucking make this shit?
I just got that din-din.
Was that this from something, isn't it?
I don't know. I'm sure it's from something. I don't know.
My brain is fucking dead right now.
But I just looked at this graphic novel I ordered back on my birthday. I got, like, an Amazon gift card and then, like a Visa card, and then another someone sent me some Venmo money for my birthday, like some family members did. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it was right when I was starting to buy graphic novels, and there's like a story called Batman Eternal, which is like the New 52 run, but it's like
better.
Well, during the New 52 run, they did a whole like long origin story for him. Mm-hmm. So that's like not during current time. So this story is basically what he was doing in between like the event that was before and after this, like prequel story, you would say, or whatever. It's called Batman Eternal. And, I mean, there's three volumes to it I could have gotten, but they're, like, $20 to $30 each.
Oh.
I was like, oh, but they have an omnibus one.
Oh, those are great.
And it was $120, $27, so, like, $130. But it was on sale for $60. And
fucking
I had,
steal.
I had $70 in, like, gift cards, so I was just like,
even better.
It.
Somebody bought it for you for your birthday, technically.
Yeah, I basically got it for my birthday, and now I look at it, it's $117 or $107, I think. On sale still.
You should have bought like five of them and then just sold them back.
I was thinking that even if I sold it for like $80 and I bought like five of them, like that's it's a profit, low key.
That's money that I'm stonks not doing the math for.
Going up.
Dude, I actually invested in some stonks. Oh yeah, I don't know if I told you about that.
Did Eugene get you in on this?
Oh yeah, Eugene was the whole. He's my stockbroker. Yeah, he's my stockbroker.
He actually just told me about all the stocks he bought in the newspaper industry.
Oh
yeah, real smart guy.
He's gonna go bankrupt.
Shut the fuck up before he kills us.
I'm sorry, Eugene. I love
you. Hey, Eugene.
Hi, how are you?
the fuck was that high?
You know what the high was.
Shut the fuck
my
up.
My stunts. So basically, you know how basically...
your computer.
I probably did. You know how all the airplane fucking... I can't remember what the fuck their technical name is called. All them airplane companies. Thank you, airlines. I'm going to say airplane companies.
Airplane companies.
I probably did. I don't know what's going on with me
we
right now.
We literally have been trying to get this podcast going for like about 3 hours. No, it was 10:30. It's now 12:40.
Oh my God, it's almost 1 a.m. All right, anyways. my stonks. American Airlines All of them are kind of getting fucked, right? By first coronavirus, and now maybe I don't know if looters are trying to loot planes now or something.
It's fucking GTA. They're driving over the garbage chute and then stealing that shit.
Yeah. They know, if they've played GTA enough, you know exactly how to get planes. fucking going to the military base. Anyway, so American Airlines, you know, they're getting fucked over that, but like they're kind of getting bought out. And, like, the government's like, hey, here's money so you guys don't go bankrupt. So, like, I feel like they're kind of a safe stock to go into anyways. Mm-hmm. But anyways, they're usually, like, $30 a stock, and then I bought them for, like, $10 a stock. So, hypothetically, if they survive and it goes back up, I could triple my money.
Dude.
Stonks.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that with you. That's actually really good.
Well, my friend was telling me how he made, like, $800 off all of this. I'm like, oh. He's like, yeah, I was able to,
How many did you buy? You paid $60 for it?
Yeah, I think 60. Well, not. I think I did 80 now. So, I have, like, 8 shares.
I'm in.
Oh. I mean, realistically, the more you put in, the more you get out if it goes back up. And I'm assuming American Airlines isn't going anywhere. So that's the only thing.
Is you tomorrow have to assume, headlines read American Airlines
that's why
completely disbanded.
That's why I didn't put much into it. So that's why I was like, $80 is safe. If I lose $80, like whatever, it was $80. If I get more, I'm like, great. I made 3 times that.
You should show me how to do that tomorrow. I actually want to do that. That makes sense. Did it off though. Of
Robinhood. No sponsorship. But hey, if you want to sponsor us, cool.
Dude, yeah, you know, just sponsor us, Lukey. Centauri, HyperX.
Oh, Eugene, the CPR, whatever his CPR doll company is.
Pro Basics CPR, I think.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I'm pretty
this
sure.
This fucking is basic as hell. Jesus. On. Sorry, he's beautiful is what I meant to say. Oh, he's looking. What does it say? Stop, do not open sumo? Is he called a sumo?
Oh.
What? Now you're confusing me.
Sorry, never mind. what I was going to tell you earlier was... the reason why he says not to open is because he has an airbag in him. So when you breathe into him, you can, like, there's, like, kind of lungs, like, moving.
Oh.
Like a normal one, but instead they gave me this cardboard one.
I'm just used to, like those, like, weird big plastic-looking ones, you know, that are, like, human-looking.
Yeah, and that's just kind of like one is. A box that's what the guy has in the videos. Dude, it's so stupid. It was fucking $90 for all of this. And then, yes, it was $40 for him and $40 for this course. The course's videos is basically, like, just explaining how to do CPR.
Wait. You paid the exact same amount as you paid for the course for this fucking doll.
Don't use your undermine, Eugene.
Eugene H. Kennedy is a fucking masterpiece. Don't get me wrong. I'm glad that you have him.
Don't make me and all the fucking listeners start rioting and looting small businesses.
Don't talk to me or Eugene ever again.
No, but yeah, it's a fucking ripoff, dude. Because they're very like
specific.
They're picky. Well, because they normally say you can't do online ones, but since we were in the pandemic,
they're kind of like, can't do anything but online ones now.
Yeah, and which kind of sucks is my dad said he could literally just have a guy sign off for me.
I mean, yeah, I mean, realistically, it's kind of an easy thing to do.
It's so fucking easy. I mean, I assume the, like, because I'm literally going to be on my laptop with a guy watching me, and then I'm going to do it, which is be kind of weird, but I feel like I'm just doing the CPR and the AED, which a fucking AED, I don't know how I'm supposed to use. They gave me a little box taped with, like, a picture of an AED on it. Like, look at that thing.
It's even more beautiful than Eugene. Cover his ears. I'm sorry, Eugene.
That's Berta.
Oh, Berta the AED box? I love it. That's ridiculous. Did you know you could actually get sued for saving somebody if you're not CPR certified? If you're not CPR certified, you perform CPR on somebody. Let's say you like break their sternum because obviously you can't. No, that's what I supposedly, at least from school, that's what they told me. Like if you're not CPR certified and you actually save somebody and like break their sternum, You can get sued for
you
that.
Could be right, but literally what I watched, they said that there's a law that prevents people from getting sued like that, but it might be people that are certified.
That's what I'm saying. If it's certified, yes. If you're not certified, then you're seen as not being able, like, you're not supposed to be doing it.
I'm pretty fucking confident in CPR already. It's so fucking easy.
Easy. You go, first I was afraid, I was petrified.
And then you take a knife and you cut the face off
and go, The office is great.
It is great. You know, I was having a discussion with my sister. What do you think's better, Parks and Rec or
so Bella.
The Office? Yeah.
I was going to say, I know it was Bella because I know Alex hasn't read it.
Yeah.
That's hard for me.
So, but I was thinking about it, and I know I asked the question. This is literally what I do. I ask the question knowing I want to talk about it, and I just cut you off and jump ahead. But
it's a staple.
So The Office is fantastic, right? But yes. When Michael Scott leaves, it's not fantastic.
Correct.
Parks and Rec is fantastic all throughout.
That's what I was going to say.
So I think I love The Office, and I think that The Office with Michael Scott I like better. But if you're talking about in the show entirety, I like this Parks and Rec. Yeah. Because I honestly hate it without Michael Scott. Yeah.
Even like the first season of The Office was kind of like iffy too, because they... If you notice, Michael Scott in like season one, maybe season two-ish as well, is completely different from like the rest, because they kind of made him like more of, not douchey, but kind of more like stupidy jerk. I mean, like, he kind of is like more of like the stupid character, but it's different basically. And it was kind of like iffy. So like Michael Scott in season one, I was like, eh, and then obviously he leaves in what season? I think the last two seasons or?
Yeah, I think he leaves in season five.
Something like that.
I don't know.
Six, and like that. After that, like I was, yeah, the show. I mean, it's still like good. I'll still watch it, but it's not like great. I will say The Office, I think, has the higher highs. So like the best of The Office is better than the best of Parks and Rec. Mm-hmm. Probably. I don't know. I watched The Office the soonest, so I feel like that's just the freshest in my mind.
Yeah. But I honestly want to rewatch Parks and Rec because...
We have them all. I mean, I think it's still on Netflix, but we own it all anyway.
I watched it all like 4 years ago, which is insane. I watched it like my freshman year.
God, is it I think I did watch it a long time ago too, because I think we were watching it at the same time.
And then I think my sophomore year is when I binged the entire Office show.
Yeah, I think you watched that before us. So
yeah, I know I finished it before you guys.
But yeah, I know Parks and Rec is great though. They have so many great, like almost all the characters are great. There are some that are like kind of annoying, but most of the time
throws it out.
He's like, oh, another please. Son, I know what I'm about. Ron Swanson is the greatest character.
That is a true alpha male right there.
Oh, yeah. So I was literally watching, which is a good segue, Solar Opposites. When we finished the episode. Because I know we were kind of watching it today with us. But that episode we finished, he was like, what did they say exactly in it? But it reminded me of you because you've been saying a lot of beta and alpha stuff.
Okay.
And he said in there, it was about the robot. The mom robot, basically, that they make for like the man, was it? Man,
I wish I rewatched
Mank
it.
Ave?
Yeah, the Mank Cave.
Yeah,
Mank Ave. Yeah, Mank Ave.
By the way,
if you have not watched it, definitely. I mean, if you like anything Rick and Morty wise, you'll love the show Solar Opposites, and it's only on Hulu. But Hulu literally has a 3-month free trial for anyone,
and you can easily finish it. That
set it up, and then literally cancel it immediately, and you have 3 months. Watch it within a day. Just chill.
It's literally eight
watch
episodes.
It, make a pizza and fucking enjoy some life, Mike.
I like it. But anyways, he's basically saying how like the robot makes him feel beta, and he was like, I've never felt more beta in my life.
That's how I feel when Ron Swanson walks in the room.
True. He makes the alpha go away from anyone. Ron Swanson looks at John Jones. John Jones is like, fuck. John Jones is only in my mind from the video that you showed me earlier today.
Yeah, I know. Fuck. But Solar Opposites is great, I think.
No, oh yeah, it's great.
I think it's different from Rick and Morty.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And I don't think it's better than Rick and Morty.
No.
Yeah. And I honestly will probably say that every season of Rick and Morty is better than all Solar Opposites.
Yeah, I will say there are Solar Opposites episodes that are better than some Rick and Morty episodes.
I didn't like the one. I don't like that Man Cave one that much.
Yeah,
I thought it was funny, but like the ending didn't unfold as much as it could have gone.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was kind of funny because they were talking about like... I always think it's funny how the shows like will like tackle like a serious topic, like how it was supposed to be like genders.
Feminism
and stuff like that in there. And he was like, at the end, they're like, yeah, you know, I think we tackled that topic pretty well. I'm just glad we got that one out of the way. And then the next one was like, the teacher's like, now you need to go break the wall of racism or something like that.
Oh my God. I'm pretty sure the next episode you're going to watch is the one where it's just entirely about the wall.
Yes. The one that's called, Corvar and Terry steal a bear or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and it's not about them that at all.
I know.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it yet, but you've told me
about it.
Oh, you
have to wait for me to watch it.
Okay. We'll probably watch it tomorrow, realistically.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, Solar Opposites, again, I'm 6 episodes in because I think the one we're talking about is a 7th episode, and then there's the 8th episode.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they're going to make more because... I haven't looked at the reception, actually, like criticism and stuff like that. I remember my sister telling me about, like, some like awful article that she like her, and they're like, this guy's just copying all the good stuff from Rick and Morty.
Which, why would you not want more of
that? I'm like, yeah, I just want more of it. I'm like, this is like perfectly setting up for a Rick and Morty tie-in. If they don't tie it in with Rick and Morty eventually down the line, I'm going to be very upset.
Yeah.
Because I feel, they don't have to do it like overly like fucking like, hey, look, Corvo and Terry, or fucking.
Corvo and Terry is her name.
I know, but I meant Corvo and Rick. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Corvo and Rick Me or some shit like that. It's like, it could just be like the pupas in the background of a Rick and Morty episode or some shit. Like maybe like slowly adding in breadcrumbs and then showing something like interesting later on.
The only thing that I kind of have a little bit of an issue with, excuse me, terrible voice crack, with, right. At the end of it, it's like, I feel like we don't know the characters as much as you kind of did in Rick and Morty.
Oh.
Because, like, you kind of, like, I don't know. I feel like there's, it's hard to explain how I feel about it.
But, no, I understand. Because
like, it's just, like, kind of, all the episodes just kind of go off. Like, the first episode just went off on, like, a random tangent. And then they just kind of, I mean, maybe that's how it is. It's just, like, they have, like, random episodes. Every episode's just, like, a random episode. But, like, Rick and Morty kind of ended. The first episode was, like, that's right, Morty. Like you're gonna be 100 stuck years, with me. Yeah, and he's like, it dissolves in your butt. Yeah. Those are real important to Grandpa. All that stuff.
Yeah, well, because that's a thing too. Is I feel like this is more in line with like maybe like Family Guy or something like that. And the fact that
which
like
is fine.
Yeah, there's like not like stories. No, like there is one story arc. Kind of. Yeah, right. I mean, they obviously have like the little people thing kind of reoccurring. That's kind of what strings it all together, realistically. But everything else is just more of like just each day there's just new adventures, and like you kind of learn a little bit about each one of them as it goes on, but not as much. And like I remember you were telling me like it's different from Rick and Morty, whereas you know they are not afraid to kill off the characters and then just like kind of just randomly like bring them back. I mean, Rick and Morty kind of does that too, but they don't
they definitely did. They totally murdered Morty
and yeah Rick, they did that a lot, but it does it in a different way, because like in Rick and Morty it shows like, oh, like I'm like, they're all fucked about it. Well, not Rick, but Morty is, and it kind of shows more of character development and stuff like that with that. Whereas in this, is just like, oh, he died and came back, and then he just, like, continues, like, fucking nothing happened, basically, and just talk about, like, whatever they were talking about.
Yeah, or, like, something I found funny was in one of the first episodes, he's like, this floating gray hole thing flying around, just flies out the window, and then they just don't think about it again.
The same thing with the
nanobots just fly out the window, too.
That's the thing, yeah, the nanobots, and then the, what the fuck is his name? The
red pupa?
No, not the red pupa. No, there's a red goobler, sir. Goobler. What the fuck? In the first episode.
Fun Bucket?
Yeah, Fun Bucket, yeah. And they have, like, a giant mutation.
With, like, bread and
yeah, at first they, like, weren't even gonna, like, follow, and they're like, yeah, I guess we should probably take care of that, you know? Like, they don't care if anything happens to Earth, which is funny. Because in Rick and Morty, a lot of it is trying to fix it all. Because, you know, obviously that's, like, the planet they live on. They have to fucking keep it alive. And then and this is just kind of like, yeah, what the fuck happens? Like, in the last episode we saw, there was, like, a laser that, like, burned through, like, 500 people's houses. And they, like, blew a hole in the moon or some shit. And they didn't, like, even mention it at all.
True that.
So, it's interesting. But
I think it's good, and I think it just needs more to build on.
Yeah, it's the first season, it's 8 episodes.
But honestly, like, well, I guess we only get one Family Guy season a year, right?
Yeah, okay. I think so. I don't know, I didn't really keep up with a lot of that
stuff. I'm pretty sure we do.
But I think so. Yeah, I don't think they do more than that. So
yeah, I don't think they do less either.
Yeah, I'm just hoping that this is going to be a show they'll keep up a little bit more, so that, like, Rick and, between the, like, whatever the fucking 4 years that they do to make Rick and Morty. I hope that's not going to be like that now that they have an actual contract, but just in case, hopefully the Sora opposites can kind of fill in the gaps there, you know?
Yeah, I don't want them to make any more shows either, because I just want more Rick and Morty.
Yeah. Rick and Morty, 100 years.
Which, the last episode of Rick and Morty came out last night.
Oh, did it? I haven't watched it.
The season finale.
Did you watch it? Okay, I was going to say, don't tell me anything. I don't want to look up anything. I hope they actually did something story-wise.
Are you kidding me? Last
night I
snuck in time to watch that? Are you fucking kidding me?
I forgot about that. Yeah. Anyway. We're going to talk about that at this time. But anyways, ad break.
Oh, damn.
Ad of the break. See you guys after the ad. Our beautiful, beautiful ad. Nice.
And we're back.
We're back.
But what do you think of the new episodes of Rick and Morty?
Terrible. No, I like them. It depends on...
I mean, like, what even do... I feel like they're a blur to me, because I watched the first few when I was real tired. The first one's like the train one, which was fantastic.
Was that the first one? Oh, I keep thinking the snake jazz one.
You know what?
Not.
Let's just...
What, you want to look them up? We want to like.
No. I know what they are, but do you want to discuss the whole fourth season entirety?
Oh, I'm down with that. I gotta like try to remember like the what the fuck was the first episode?
The first episode was the toilet one with this like the guy. Then he wanted.
Was that the first one?
Yeah, that was the first episode of season four.
That was a good one.
I like that a lot too.
Are you sure that was the first one? I thought that was the second.
No, it's the first one. I know that for a fact.
Okay, but yeah, that was a good one. I like that because that would kind of go
like
back
a good
to the
theme, like a back yeah. to the Rick thing.
Kind of went back to the sad undertones of Rick and Morty, which I always thought was the most interesting part cool. to me. Yeah.
But then the second episode was want to make an app? You don't make an app with
was
him.
That Gazorpazor? No. That was way in. No, I can't remember what they're called. But
which that one was like decent. It was a good episode, but not the, yeah.
Did he ever do that? No, that was the first time.
See, that one was good, but not like great.
No, it wasn't great. It was so good. Like,
yeah.
And I can say that for almost the rest of the season, I will say. I feel like the rest of like...
No, what the fuck? For the rest of the... No.
No. I'm still going to go into it, but I'm just saying like overall, that's like what Rick... I guess not the rest of the season, but just Rick and Morty in general. There's always episodes that I say are good.
Yeah. Okay. You know? There's always some that are decent.
Yeah.
So then we got the heist episode, which is arguably the best episode of Rick and Morty ever.
You think ever? Yeah.
Arguably.
Okay.
It's a top five.
I could put a top five, yeah. For sure. I don't know what my number one would be. I don't know. I kind of thinking like Citadel of Ricks kind of thing.
Yeah, true.
But anyways,
that's a whole fucking topic. That was a whole different day. I don't even remember the old episodes, but
I know we need to like. Just
and then the dragon
it.
One.
Oh, that dragon one was fucking. That one Shadow actually might Jacket. Be one of my top that fives
was,
as well.
That's what I'm saying because the season starts off with the first episode, which is a great one.
Yeah, great one.
And then the second one's just like a solid effort, and then we get two fantastic episodes, and then Snake Jazz, which is above good. It's like a great episode.
I personally really like
Snake Jazz. I liked it as well. It was really good.
It was like good and stupid at the same time, but... And that's the thing is that...
I like when he has a snake he's painting it, biting him, and he like fucking throws it. Why was he changing a tire in space?
Oh my god. He's like, oh, that was my broken tire simulation. I could turn it off. But that's, I feel like that's the thing about season four is a lot of people are like, it's disappointing. But it's like, it's not really disappointing when you have to think about the whole picture and that, yeah, season three and like all the other seasons had like a kind of overarching story that they were obviously trying to tell you. But that was before they realized this is going to be a long running show. Now they're like, oh shit, we have 70 episodes, which is basically 7 more seasons to go. They're probably like, all right, let's now actually do Rick and Morty adventures mostly and get to the story eventually. I haven't seen the last episode. Maybe they do story stuff in it, but I don't mind this whole season being just adventure stuff. It's completely fine with me because I have 60 other episodes to go anyways.
Yeah, I agree.
Overall, I think a lot of people are like, oh, it's disappointing. And it's like, yeah, it kind of is disappointing they didn't continue with that, but also it's still Rick and Morty. Like, if this was... sprinkled, like if any of these episodes were sprinkled in the middle of other season three episodes, people would be like, oh, this is a fucking great episode, you know, because it has that story that was going to continue anyways. But I'm going off topic anyways. Snake Jazz is great.
Yeah, and then the train one's good. I thought that one was
train
really cool.
I thought it was really, really good. I thought it was really fun, only because it was just like playing off of all the stupid movie tropes, and I was like, quick, think, tell me a stupid story. And he's like trying to do something with like a timer, and he's like...
What was that thing where they were outside, and Morty's thing was like running out of air, and he was doing talking about some feminist
thing? That's what I was
thing.
Saying. That's the whole thing. And their whole thing was like, basically, because if you think about it, there's so many times in like movies and shows nowadays where it's just like... They're doing some random ass thing, and then they're like, this guy just decides to tell like some random ass life lesson story that doesn't even have to do with anything. God. And that was like the whole point of that scene.
I love it.
I loved it. He's like, they're looking at the fucking circle. He's like, and this is where the suits need to break down so we can have that kind of fucking interaction.
Oh my god, I remember. And then the fucking face hugger one, which was honestly the worst part of the season.
I think that was the worst part, but it was still good. That's what I'm saying. Personally, I don't hate it. It was still a good episode. Like, it's still Rick and Morty. I really liked that episode still. But it definitely was, like, the weakest part of the episode. Which is fine. Every season has that kind of thing.
Wait, but what were the next two episodes? I can't remember.
Facehugger and then... what was that for the Facehugger one? Because what? Facehugger was episode 7?
Yeah, that was the second one of the second part of it.
Did I even see episode... No, I definitely saw episode 8. What the fuck was episode 8?
What was episode 8 then?
I think, yeah, that's what I'm trying to think. All right, hold on. Give me a second here. Rick and Morty.
I can't believe I'm not remembering
this. I can't remember. I'm pretty sure I saw it at least. But maybe I didn't. Because I don't remember when I kind of stopped. Because it was like
me. Wait, okay, the stop and pause one.
Yeah. That's what it was, yeah. Morty, like, rewinding his life.
But then what's the next one? Did you watch that?
No, I didn't watch the ninth one.
Okay, we won't talk about that because I've seen the ninth
one. Oh, yeah. You did? Oh, I didn't see the one. Yeah, I didn't see the ninth one.
But that one was fantastic as well. That's, like, almost up to the heist caliber.
Yeah, I thought that was really good.
He did, like, a whole life.
Yeah, yeah, he kept rewinding it, and then
fucking his dad finds it and just pushes a button and changes everything. Yeah,
he doesn't press it on purpose and everything. Oh my god, that was a fucking wonderful episode. And then at the end, you realize he's just murdering like a bunch of Morty.
Oh, right!
It's like, no, yeah, you weren't actually rewinding. You were just killing this Morty and then stepping in his universe each time. Yeah. I don't remember at the end, though, what happened. Because I remember he like merged them all together, but I don't. Oh, yeah, he merged them all and then it was all came down to the vat of acid again. That was the whole fucking adventure.
My god, that was a great episode. What a
fucking great episode.
I hope we didn't spoil that for anyone, but
I know. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Watch Rick and Morty. Good show.
I'm talking to you, Nicole. I know she's listening.
Yeah,
we have a friend. Great show. We have a friend who doesn't watch.
She actually made the logo for our thing. I don't think we ever shouted her out. I think we have.
Maybe we have. I don't know. Anyway, she hasn't watched Rick and Morty. How dare she? Mm-hmm. She doesn't like the animation. I can kind of get it, I guess. Specific people like specific things, but the story overall is great.
Great.
And I don't mind the animation. So listen.
Great.
Great. Wonderful.
But anyways, there was something I was thinking about. And I remember hearing when they were going to have Robert Pattinson be the new Batman, I was heartbroken and ready to jump off a bridge.
Same. I was there for that.
I mean, what do you think about that?
And this is a thing. You've kind of talked me down, so to speak, where you're like, you know, I would have never have thought Heath Ledger would have been that good in the Joker role. Yeah. So I'm like, you know what? At this point.
Heath Ledger, anybody yeah. good. Like, I can't picture them. But, I mean, lately, honestly, I'm like, I would have never pictured Jared Leto, but I'm sure it'll be great. And then...
And realistically, that's kind of the same thing with a lot of the Marvel stuff, too. Like, I would have never imagined... Like, if I saw actors, like a lot of Chris Evans stuff before, like, Captain America, I would have never been like, oh, he's going to be Captain America.
Or Joaquin Phoenix. Like, I couldn't picture Joaquin Phoenix as a Joker personally.
And he did great. Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. A lot of it is before actors get into iconic roles that they've kind of known by, I don't think that's going to happen with Robert Pattinson. I don't think everybody's gonna be like, this is the definitive Batman. I don't think that's gonna happen.
I think he'll be I don't think he'll be able to beat out Christian Bale, but I think he's gonna beat up Ben Affleck in a fucking heartbeat.
Batfleck?
I don't know, man. They're trying to bring Batfleck v Deathstroke.
Do you bleed?
That's probably gonna be the name of it. It's gonna be Batman v Deathstroke, Do You Bleed? And that's gonna be the name of the movie.
Oh, God. That would be...
Directed, written by, produced by Zack Snyder.
Hey, Snyder's cut still a thing. Yeah. Do you know when that's supposed to come out?
2021.
I was going to say, HBO Max, we have it.
Yeah, it comes on HBO Max, and it's either going to be a four-hour movie or a six... See, like, I feel like that, even if it's a four-hour movie, I feel like that doesn't really give him a lot of props because you had to have 4 hours to make a good movie. Like,
that's the same thing with, like, if Rise of Skywalker was 4 hours, I'm sure it would be a lot better than what people are saying it is.
Anyways, whatever, but yeah.
I think it's going to be good.
I think he's going to be good, and what I was reading about it is we never really got to see the, like, detective aspect of Batman in the movies,
yeah, you
which
were telling
is
me.
Literally mm-hmm. his... That's like his thing. He is the detective. He's like smart and a detective. So it's going to be more of like him like putting clues together and doing his thing, which is really cool because that's what they mostly do in the comics.
Oh, did you see that they actually, they casted the Riddler as well. Did you see that already?
That's what I was going to talk about. They've had the Riddler before. Let me just tell you right now, the Riddler is one of my fucking favorite, remember that joke I made about Edward Nygma?
Yes, I remember the joke. We're not going over that again.
Anyways,
Jim Carrey.
Yeah, I was going to say, the Riddler is one of my top five favorite Batman villains, for sure.
Yeah, besides in Hush.
Do you want me to shoot him for you real quick?
What?
Yeah, in Hush, he's awful, but... Oh my god. Don't open those wounds, Michael. Sorry, that is a fucking all-time hatred. Like, that's worse. Okay, maybe not as bad as Batman vs. Superman, just because it's not a big screen.
You had to correct yourself for a second there.
Yeah. But I just want to quickly say this, because I just thought of this in the shower the other day. My top five favorite Batman films. I actually got the top 10, but we won't do that.
Okay, well, maybe we'll do top five for it. Maybe that'll be an Instagram thing.
No, because we'll fucking... Actually, we are doing the top tie Batman sidekicks sometime soon, because people said they would want to do that.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about that.
And then you have to come up with a top five you want to do, because I'm the Batman guy, and then you're the ugly fucker in the corner, Eugene Line.
Eugene was the ugly man in the corner.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready,
bro? Yeah, what are you thinking of the fucking shower, bro?
Okay, hold on, let me make sure I got it right.
Frank's... He's just like tapping his fingers, laughing uncontrollably.
All right, I'm gonna give you six just because I want to say my honorable mention.
Okay.
This episode is gonna be longer than we were anticipating. Yes, we were gonna try a little shorter, like 45 minutes. It might be 50 to an hour, whatever. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. Because you want to bring some other shit up after this,
indeed.
But number six, the honorable mention is James Gordon Jr. It's Jim Gordon's son.
Oh, you told me about him.
Okay. And he's a serial killer, and he's fucking awesome. Right. And he's really cool. I like him. And then at number five, we got the Riddler, who is fucking awesome. The ultimate adversary. Not the ultimate, but a great adversary for the detective aspect of Batman, because he's leaving clues and riddles.
Yeah, I think that was always the interesting thing.
Which is why I'm like, that's the perfect villain for that kind of Batman. But we'll jump right back into that after I finish this. I'm sorry, I want to say this.
No, go ahead.
And then number three is the Scarecrow, or I said five.
Yeah, five was...
Four is the Court of Owls.
Just the entire Court of Owls?
Yeah, because they're there's never one villain. It's whenever there are villains, all of them, which is a creepy-ass fucking Illuminati-type owl court, cult. And owls are, like, what eat bats and stuff, so it's perfect.
Right.
And then number three is Scarecrow.
Scarecrow.
Scarecrow is like a scary... Him in the Arkham games is enough to be on my list. Like, he's really fucking
dope.
Yes,
in the Arkham games, he's really cool. And then also in the Injustice, he looks pretty cool, too.
Yeah,
in
Batman Begins. So he's fucking awesome. And then number two is the Batman Who Laughs.
Oh, that's number two. Oh, number one.
Obviously number one is the Joker. I know who number one is. Batman Who Laughs is Batman and the Joker. Number one is the Joker, whatever. But
Batman Who Laughs, I can definitely say it. He's really cool. I remember just one day I was looking up stuff about him. I'm like, this is really cool.
Yeah, like, what the fuck is this? But back to the movie, I think it's a great villain for this new type of Batman they're trying to do. And I think it's really cool how they're doing, like, they're really going, like, a different way than they've recently done it, like, with his car and everything. His car is, like, an old, like, kind of looks like an old Mustang or whatever.
Yeah, it kind of looks like an older muscle
car. I like it.
I think it looks cool, yeah. It looks interesting.
But with the Riddler...
And then, didn't they also cast the Penguin? So, like, now I'm kind of scared, like, are they doing multiple...
Well, no, what I think they're going to do is the Penguin... I don't think the Penguin should ever be a villain to a...
Whoa. Danny DeVito as the Penguin is the most iconic role ever created.
I don't think the Penguin should ever be a villain. You are absolutely wrong. You want to know who's the most iconic superhero of all time?
Excuse me. Who? Lay it on me.
Batfleck.
Oh. No. It's, fuck, no, I don't know, I lost it, continue.
Yeah, I know, I had something
I know, I had something screen. Better, but, just the next episode, we'll just fucking just randomly just yell it out in the beginning.
Sure, hopefully you remember that.
We won't.
But Penguin should never be a main villain, because Penguin's more like a fucking crime boss type character.
True.
And, I don't know, I just think that he was actually a really cool main villain in the Gotham show, but I think that what they're gonna do with him is he's just gonna be kind of, like, in it. Because he owns, like, the Iceberg Lounge, and he's, like, a crime boss in the city.
Right.
He's just gonna be in it, which I think that's what they should do. Batman has so many fucking villains that you could have multiple... You can have 10 pop up in one movie, just have one be the main one.
Right.
Like, you could go to Arkham and see, like, all of them.
That's kind of how it was in Batman Begins, because they had Scarecrow and Ra's al Ghul kind of be, like, you know...
Yeah, I think Victor Zsasz was in one of them,
too.
Oh,
yeah,
They kind of done that with Amazing
Spider-Man
2. Oh my god, stop it.
Well, Amazing Spider-Man 2 I heard was awful, so I don't think that's a good
or one of those movies I remember seeing like multiple villains in it. Like there was Green Goblin, there was like Rhino and all this other bullshit.
Yeah, I think that was Amazing Spider-Man too. Yeah. I just remember people saying it was bad.
With the Electro dude, yeah, it was really terrible.
Spider-Man 3 was mostly also kind of terrible, but
that's decent.
But, yeah, it was still decent.
But I don't know. I'm excited for it. I honestly would have been. It's cool that they're doing. I'm pretty sure. Actually, the book that I'm reading right now, Batman Year One. I'm pretty sure it's going to be kind of like that, like his first year of.
Oh, of being like Batman.
And I bet you the next one's going to have Robin, which I think that'd be cool because we haven't seen a big screen Robin since the '60s, I believe. Oh no! What am I saying? No, Batman. Say, yeah, Batman and Robin. Yeah, yeah, those movies, okay.
Yeah.
But he was terrible
in those. Yeah, he was terrible in that, but I was saying
he's still... They can make a cool Robin, dude. Yeah. Like,
no, Robin's remember, cool. Remember, Batman Rises, Dark Knight Rises, third one, whichever the third one was. Go by real name, stop Robin. Stop
bringing that up, bro. Jesus.
Sorry, I have to take the one bad thing about that trilogy and hold on to it.
Yeah, right?
But everything else is great.
I think that's going to be very interesting.
No, I think it's going to be interesting. I'm pretty excited for it, because I
think if they fuck it up, they're, like, just fucked.
Oh, no, yeah, oh, yeah. This is, like, their time to fix things, and if they do this wrong and it's bad, then they're kind of fucked, because so far, they've been doing fine with single, like, I was going to say single player, like, single hero movies.
Yeah.
Aquaman, great. Man of Steel, great. Wonder Woman, great.
It's also separate from the DCEU, so I think it might
be. Well, even then, Joker, great. Batman... Please be great. Yeah. I'm thinking it will. I'm hopeful for
it. And I honestly don't even want them to bring a Joker into it.
No, at least not yet.
No, even in the eventually, that's what the Dark Knight trilogy does. They should fucking have like the Court of Owls be the villain in the second one. That'd be awesome. Cool. But then Robin would have to
fit. That's the thing is that when you play another Joker, it's like it's hard to try to live up to the other ones, you know? Like, Jared Leto. I mean, again, Jared Leto could have probably been a good one, but he was probably just fucked over, but whatever the director's vision for the whole thing was.
Yeah.
But maybe they'll bring him back and let him do an actual Joker, like, actually a good Joker. I mean, that'd be kind of cool.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't really know.
I'm not saying they need to, but it's just hard to have, like, you know, everybody's going to be like, Heath Ledger's the best, either way. So it's kind of hard to try and make another one to try to live up to that. And then especially because I feel like as a character, if you do it wrong, you can do it really fucking wrong. And people will really hate you for that.
I think all they need to worry about is making this movie as good as they can. And I want it to just be like different and really good. So
yeah, exactly. I feel like we're just looking for something different at this point. Because like you're starting completely fresh. You're like doing something new. You're not connected to anything. Just do your thing and start at something new. That's why we're hopeful, is because they're starting something new.
Yeah, and I mean, they're going in different directions than they were, and he looks very different. Some pictures I've seen, he looks pretty bad, but then some pictures that he looks really cool. Yeah, so like,
some things I'm like, oh, cool, oh, bad. But that's also kind of the same that I saw with Batfleck in the beginning. Ben Affleck.
I thought Batfleck looked really fucking cool. He looked like Dark
Knight. Yeah. Well, in the beginning, I'm saying like in the beginning pictures. Like picture-wise, I was like, oh, that kind of looks
stupid. Oh, I always saw
But then that in the movie, way. I thought it looked cool. Oh, well, yeah. No, it was the other way. But anyways... Yeah.
It's exciting.
It is exciting. It's
on the horizon.
Exactly. Do you even know when? It's been delayed, I know. So everything's been fucking delayed. I don't know what to do.
No. I just want to see fucking Robin, dude.
Right. Bro. They even were delaying. So, COVID-19, right? Canceled
E3. Right.
And then they're like, okay, fine, we'll do our own thing.
Which is really sad, because we probably were going to see like the first things for like Elder Scrolls 6.
Which is actually, E3 would have been, I think, this first week of June.
It is, yeah. It's always the first week of June. Yeah. We always go to like Minnesota or some shit and then get back, and like the day after we get back,
we watch E3. Like watch all this stuff. And then they're like, you know, we'll do our own things. And at least Sony is, they're like, yeah, so we actually have to already postpone our thing, because now the riots are happening, so everything's being postponed for that. So I hope nothing else is postponed, because personally...
We got the new consoles coming out, too.
I really, really hope...
We're going to postpone production of the consoles, because the riots...
Oh my god, that'd be even worse. Because, I mean, already with COVID, they're like, oh, we're still going to make it, it's still going to come out, but it's going to be very limited. So it's like, I'm going to be there on day one, trying to huddle mine into a corner.
Can you not pre-order them?
Not yet. Not that I know of, at least. And they probably won't do... I don't even know. I don't know how that's going to work. They probably don't want to do pre-orders because what if people pre-order them and they're like, oh, we're going to be able to make this much, and they're like, oh, fuck, we can't make this quota. And then people are, you know, retailers have people's money and people are getting angry about it and shit. And then more riots happen. No, I'm just kidding.
Dude, we should just buy a bunch and then sell them on eBay for a shit ton of money.
Oh, God, no. We're going to be the scalpers. I always hated that. True. I'd be like, oh, my God, Final Fantasy has a special edition reasonably priced with a whole bunch of cool goodies. Let me buy it. Goes, looks, already fucking sold out after 3 seconds of it being announced. Looks on eBay, already people selling it pre-order for like $700. Oh, okay. Oh, never mind.
God.
Yeah, that's always the worst. So, I don't know. It is what it is. That's really all I had to say about E3 shit. I'm just upset. I'm hopeful for some of the new games. I've seen some new games. I will say it's kind of...
The new Avengers game? Oh, what have you seen about that?
I've seen not too much more. Oh, so
is it just the normal Avengers team? Like,
that's actually what I was about to go to here. So first off, I think they have Taskmaster in it, which was in the beginning, which is kind of cool. He seems like a really cool villain. I literally had known nothing about him until Black Widow, and then he looked really cool in there. I'm like, oh, who the fuck is he
about?
Which
is so depressing. We would have seen that movie already.
I know. Please don't tell me that again. But it's basically like the normal Avengers, like from basically the first one. But from what I've seen, and this is like common knowledge, I'm pretty sure somehow Captain America dies or something like that in the beginning. And then, like, the rest of the game, like, they're broken up and shit. And then Kamala Khan, who is Miss Marvel is her name, but she's one of the Inhumans. So
she's like the red lady with the yellow triangle
on Yeah, her? It was like a bolt or some shit like that. Yeah. It seems interesting. I mean, I don't know much about her, so I can't, like, hate on her or anything like that. I just know, like, she was supposed to be, like, basically, like, a hero, like, fangirl. I just know that. And she's like, oh, I wish I was a hero.
God, like, Gotham Girl and Gotham Man.
I guess. But, like, what happens is a Terrigian Mist, I think it's called, is basically what creates the Inhumans. This is for me reading graphic novels now, by the way. And look at me. Look
did
at me
tell
learning.
Them that you're reading Iron Fist?
Oh, I did not.
Tell them what Iron Fist you have, too.
The Immortal Iron Fist, I believe is what it's called. There might be many of those. I don't know. But all I know is it's volume one of the Immortal Iron Fist completed collection, which is funny because there's actually two volumes.
Why did
so I guess
you
it's
go,
really
like,
complete.
Scottish?
I don't know. but I'm reading that, and it's cool. It's good so far.
I was telling him that he needs to just fucking... He has a bunch of other ones that are cool to read, but he needs to just get Daredevils and just read the Daredevils.
Well, the thing
you
is...
You need to find your hero and get into your hero. That's kind of
really
what you
really like
gotta do.
Iron Fist, but I know there's not that much good stuff written with him. So, like, the reason I really like Iron Fist is because I'm...
But isn't
like,
Iron Fist and Daredevil, like, on a team together or something?
No, it's Luke Cage. They're the Heroes for Hire. Him and Luke Cage are the Heroes for Hire.
God, I hate Which Luke I've, Cage.
I heard those are actually really good, like, some of the best as well, is Luke Cage and Iron Fist together, if Heroes for Hire are good ones.
The thing about looking up, like, best stories is people like to hold on to, like, the old iconic stories, and those are good, but they're not my favorite. Right. Just because I like modern art, and I like more of a darker tone.
And I know, same. That's why when I was looking at Marvel stuff, a lot of like the
that
best
Spider-Man
stuff,
one is perfect. That it's like a new yes. origin.
That's
Spider-Man.
What I'm saying. A lot of like the best stuff was actually looked more modern, or at least had better like art that's more modern. I mean, besides the Born Again and stuff like that, that's Daredevil. That's all like from the 80s or some shit like that.
90s to now are all like good. Like
yeah, the Marvels that I ordered, which is changes. A thing that's taking forever to get here, is from like 94, and the art looks really good. So a lot of the art looks really interesting. The Inhumans one looks good, at least from what I've seen. I know you said you don't really like Jay Lee's art all that much, but
no,
that one at least I think looks good. I know I've seen other ones that you showed me that was Jay Lee, and it looks terrible.
I have it right over but, there. Oh God. Sold on eBay.
Somebody take it, please.
Yeah.
But the Inhuman ones I think looks good. So I have Inhumans,
what
Iron
Fist.
What
the fuck even are the Inhumans?
Well, that's what I was trying to explain. Oh, so sorry. The no, I mean it's fine. There's
this
a so something called
interruptions and tangents.
Basically, Terrigian Mist. So again, Kamala Khan is like a fangirl. She basically gets like hit with the Terrigian Mist. She's like, "Oh, what the fuck's going on?" I don't know too much in depth, but that's all I know about how she becomes an Inhuman, at least. But the Inhumans were actually like a race that was started before, like in the beginning of mankind, I believe. I haven't read all of it, so I don't know exactly, but. Basically a race in the, it was basically the humans, and then the Krees come and, like, visit.
The Krees are the thing from...
Captain Marvel. Yeah. Yeah, like, all the blue, like, some of the blue people that were there and stuff
like
that.
Change appearances?
No, that's the Skrulls. The ones from Captain Marvel that were supposed to be the good guys in the beginning, right. And then, like, betrayed her. Yeah, those are the Kree. The one that's also Ronan, the guy who has the fucking power thing in Guardians of the Galaxy, remember?
He's a Kree?
Yeah, he was a Kree. That was the whole thing because they were. He's Ronan the accuser, I believe. And they actually contacted him in Captain Marvel. I was like, hey, it's a guy from Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah, it was the whole thing. It was Kree.
Oh, I need to watch the movie again.
I know. We need to watch them all again. But anyways, the Kree come and they're... From what I've read, they also had, they basically had like celestial DNA or something like that. They make his, basically genetically modified some early humans with celestial DNA and like kind of mishmash them together and shit. And it created like the Inhumans. I'm not too sure what the hell the Terrigian Mist is. I think that might be what they used. I think it was called like the Terrigian Tree or Terrigian something. And that was like what they kind of infuse Inhumans with. So the mist is kind of what creates more Inhumans now. But that's where they kind of originally came from. So they were like genetically modified humans. So they're kind of like mutants in a way, but different, I guess. I don't know if they're stronger or not. Yeah, they're kind of like mutants, but because I know there's actually, I believe there is a comic that's like the Inhumans versus like the mutants, basically.
X-Men versus Avengers?
Oh. Because I think there was a whole thing where the Terrigian Mist actually, like, kills mutants or something like that. And then that's, like, their sacred thing is the mist. And the X-Men are trying to destroy it. And they're like, no.
But it's bogus?
Yeah. How anyways. What did you say?
That's horrible. How dare they?
How dare they, right? The Terrigian Mist, man. Gotta make more Inhumans.
But, I mean, other... What whole spawn this was the new games.
Yeah, that's what I was about to go back to. Yeah. But, yeah, Kamala Khan's in there. And it seems interesting. But what I don't like so far is... Or at least what I think it might be is that you get to play as all the cool Avengers. So you get all the people from Avengers 1, Thor, Iron Man,
Hawkeye, Hulk.
Oh, actually, not Hawkeye.
Thank God.
Black Widow, though. Which is, she's cool, but I feel like she's just going to do like some martial arts stuff, which I guess, whatever. But Captain America and then Thor. I don't know if you said Thor, but Thor's there too.
Yeah, Thor's in there.
Which is all cool. But Kamala Khan is supposed to be one, I think, that brings them all back together after Cap disappears or dies or whatever the hell happens to him. So now I'm thinking, like, are you literally just going to play as the Avengers in the beginning and then all of a sudden you're Kamala Khan, you have to play as her for the rest of the game to get everybody back together?
No, there's no way.
I really hope they don't.
If they do that, then it's going to be a terrible game. Is it only PS4 too?
No. I believe it might be. PS4
Space 2, not PS4 2. Oh my god, I was just being an idiot mistake. I'm sorry. PS4 2, what an idiot.
I know what you're saying.
Just shoot me in the head. PS4 exclusive. Take me away.
No, it's not PS4 exclusive. It might be for the beginning. I think it might have some exclusivity rights, but from what I know, I know it will go on Xbox, if not on release day, eventually. So either way, I'm going to be excited. I actually overheard they might be doing like a whole universe like that, which would be pretty cool. Yeah, with cool. Like
the Spider-Man.
Yeah, kind of. Well... I don't know about all that, but I know they were saying like possibly like Square Enix himself is the developers. They might start their own like universe. I hope they don't put Spider-Man in it because
it's only
I can't PS4, play it. Yeah. It's only PlayStation.
It's only PS4 too.
Yeah. PS4 Space 2 is exactly what you said.
They're also working on the new Arkham game. It's supposed to be like...
Oh, they are, right?
It's supposed to be a new Arkham game that has nothing to do with the other four, which I'm fine with.
So is it a reboot, or is it supposed to be like...
Well, because at the end of Arkham Knight, spoilers, Batman's identity is revealed or something, and then Wayne's...
I can't do this anymore.
Did you? I think you just scratched his... You just scratched his shit. No, that just happened, bro. He just scratched. He just chucked a metal Daredevil toy. Throwback to last episode and scratched the fuck out of my computer, dude. Oh my god, there was a hair on your phone. I thought you cracked your phone. What the fuck? Calm yourself.
I'm sorry. I was trying to make a joke and I almost destroyed a bunch of technology.
But whatever. He dies. But I guess there's supposed to be like a soft reboot, like you said.
Okay, so it's like technically like everything happened, but
no. I don't know. But it's
well, soft reboot is like. Everything kind of happened, but like now it's like a not even a continuation, but like a different part of the universe or some shit.
I don't even know. I think it might be it might just be a complete reboot. But it's supposed to have like the Court of Owls as the villain of it, which would be kind of cool. And I feel like if they make a game and that becomes popular, then they're probably going to be coming to a movie, which is huge because my favorite writer actually made them himself. Like, imagine making. In this day and age, because all the fucking heroes were made back way back then.
Right.
Imagine actually like making a villain and then having it on the big screen. And then them completely ruining that was it actually, by Zack Snyder.
That was actually what happened with Frank Miller, actually. The hand and everything like that. Hand, stick, and all that with Daredevil. That was basically what you know as Daredevil today.
Which is
he created all
that. Yeah, but also Frank Miller is on a next level. Because Frank Miller has the Dark Knight Return Part 1 and Part 2 and a cartoon. And Year 1's a cartoon already. And he has like other
heroes. He makes everything good.
Yeah, he's good.
Fuck. But...
But One last thing before we end the episode. Mike reached gold in Battlefront 2.
Only for Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren. I reached it with Luke the other day, too.
Hey, right after this, I'm planning on playing and trying to get Anakin to gold. So.
Are you allowed to play?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It's 1:30 in the morning, so maybe not. Maybe I'll just go to bed.
Yeah. I mean, I'm done. Tomorrow.
Either way, I'm off tomorrow.
Hey. But yeah, we've been fucking ranking them kills, boy.
Oh, yeah.
I am fucking infuriated that they updated the mall thing, which, I mean, I like it better.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, why did they erase all my fucking kills?
I think it might be the... I mean, if you go by it from a coder aspect... like programming, it kind of makes sense because...
But why would they just not do that from the beginning? Why is it 5,000 kills from the beginning?
Yeah. It should literally be like 1,000. To be honest, they could have kept it with just Maul, but just did 1,000 instead.
Would have been totally
fine. Would have been completely fine.
That's achievable.
Even 2,000. Worse, but still manageable.
Yeah, I'm never going to
get it. 5,000 is fucking insane. We're like, we've been playing, I don't know, we've played a few hours now since then. And we're like... I don't know how many kills.
I'm gonna have to play 150? Co-op to do it.
I know, that's the worst. I mean, co-op's fun. Don't get me wrong, but like, it's just like you have to like try to get all the points so you can play as Maul in the first place, and then sometimes you get like fucking crowded by people, so you only get like 3 kills.
See, if it was 1,000, I played co-op like what, like 5 times a day, and I was able to get like what 20-30 kills a game, five times.
Quantum math. I don't know. I can't do
that. That's big numbers, and you do that like maybe like fucking few weeks in a row, and you're fucking good.
Right.
Whatever, though. But, I mean, Battlefront's great. I really like it, but...
highs and low lows.
Yeah.
I know we were talking about how we feel like on Mondays, it's like everybody good who plays is, like, sleeping, probably because they play all the fucking all over nerds. The weekend.
Yeah. The 5,000 leveled people.
Yeah. People who are like, I'm level 600, but let me play double XP anyways, just so I can, you know,
let maybe me just swap to my level 300 Leia. Oh,
my God. I know I'm level 600 with Luke, but let me swap to my level 500 Leia and try to get her up.
Oh, my God.
By the way, why is the max level 600? That's kind of stupid.
I don't know. But like, also... No, it's not. 600 is not the max level.
What's the max level?
Let me show you this picture real quick.
Whoa.
I took a picture of this guy's
level. Because I know 500 and something.
My gallery has this picture of you with your emo hair and then me with my ass out to look at my tan line.
Sounds like a wonderful gallery you got going on.
It is.
Let me but find this picture. I always just see... I've never seen anybody over 600, so I thought the max was 600. I've only ever seen like 578 or something like that. Let me see this. Is that 825? Is the max level 1,000?
I think so.
What? So you're telling... Okay.
The guy's 824. What a fucking pussy.
But that also means that, like, anybody I've ever seen is either... I've literally never seen anybody at that level. I've always seen 570 or max.
I know.
So that means there's either people who are 570 or max. There's no in between. It's just like, hey, I play... mostly a lot. I'm 570. It's like, no, I'd live this fucking game and I have 1,000th level character.
Dude, I feel like the only way that you can be that high of a level has to be a character that came out from the beginning. So it has to be like a Luke or a Vader or a Yoda Maul.
And you've been playing like nonstop since the fucking beginning. I mean, maybe
2017.
Not. You know, yeah.
I mean, think about it. We've been playing for like, what, maybe a month now?
Yeah, but the...
And I got my guy up from like 15 to 50.
But you have to all have to... keep an account. Every time you level up, the XP amount gets higher. It doesn't stay the same.
Oh my god, that's fucking
so disgusting. Hypothetically, it's just going to keep getting higher and higher.
Why the fuck is there not just a lightsaber only mode? That's all I have to fucking say.
The game's done, Frank.
Or 1v1, yeah.
They had the
game's done. I like, it fucking bugged out on me like 20 times today.
They looked at it, they said, okay, we only need to nerf one character, Kylo Ren, because obviously he's super overpowered. Everybody else is just dropping like flies around him. Fucking okay. And the game's completely done. We'll fix
these two bugs.
Yeah,
we're gonna add in two more characters. We're gonna add in BB and BB-90 instead of Ahsoka and Ventress or somebody fucking cool. I mean, like, I probably mentioned this on the fucking podcast, but we just came up with season 7 of the Clone Wars, and Ahsoka's the main character. Why don't we just add fucking Ahsoka in the game? That'd be fucking perfect. No! No! BB-9E.
Why would it's not even a hero. It's not even a fucking hero. It doesn't even make sense.
Thanks for watching, listening, people. This is a shorter episode. We didn't have a game plan.
It's actually really not even that short of an episode.
No, whatever. We just shot the shit.
We did.
I've been wanting to talk about Rick and Morty and
yeah, so it's good that we did this. Like yeah, that, it was so. Good. We're good. We're good. But
yeah, next week I think I'm gonna do top five, some form of a top five, so we can have that to talk about.
Yeah. To be honest, this week just kind of sneaked up on me, so that's why I was like, "What the fuck are we gonna talk about?" So
there's just a lot going on, yeah, honestly. Exactly. And it's not the reason why we didn't do it last night was because there's a lot going on where we live due to these riots, so we just didn't have time to record this. I'm sorry, but
plus we were tired. We're sorry.
Yeah, we were tired, and then Saturday Michael was tired from working all day. And
oh, God,
yeah.
Anyways,
it's just yeah, it's a stressful time. But I hope everyone is safe and follow us on Instagram and donate to our Patreon.
Oh.
No, actually, I'm kidding. Donate to small businesses.
Yes, please. Actually, yeah. If you see donations, please
donate to your local comic book shop. Keep them open for the kids.
I actually have. I don't think
follow Scott Snyder.
I don't think I've ever been to Chimera Comics.
I have been to what the?
No, I haven't been there.
See, I don't even know if I. Whatever.
Anyways.
I have been there many times. Oh. It's a comic shop buyer. They're gonna like look up Chimera and be like, no. We don't live there. We don't live near there anymore.
We live at the comic store, actually. We live right above it, so we do, you can find us.
Make sure to go check out Scott Snyder on Instagram. He's got a thing going on for comic book shops. I don't know why I'm plugging that, but I feel like it's a good thing to do.
Oh, no. I mean,
don't donate to us. Donate to small businesses. Follow us on Instagram. Subscribe to us. Ring the bell. Like our videos. Comment. Tell us what you do and don't like. Tell us what you want to do. Top fives. Fucking anything we will chat about unless it's a terrible topic. Probably is. No, I'm kidding. We love you. But anything else, Mike?
We're at 20 subscribers on YouTube.
We are.
If you want to be the 21st, go ahead and subscribe.
At 1,000 subscribers, we're doing a giveaway of, if you watched the last episode, if you haven't listened to it, I don't know, I keep saying watching. Listen to the last episode if you haven't listened to it. We're giving away the legendary Nightwing Night in Bloodhaven library book.
Oh, right.
That I was sold to on eBay in a graphic novel lot. So check that out.
It's going to be signed.
Yep. It's going to be signed by me and Mike.
Oh, yeah.
With
a
personal message, possibly. I don't know. I just shot that randomly. But everyone, stay safe.
We have time to plan.
Yeah, we do. In the wise words of Emperor Chief Palpatine.
God rest his soul.
Do it.
Do it.
See you next episode.
See ya.